Okay, good to work. Trying to get everybody out before the weather arrives.
Don't arrive.
Yeah, they've downgraded. Okay, whatever it is, good to work, everybody. Papers are here. And this morning, said your parsha B'Shalach. We read about one of the great miracles, the great nisim in the history of the Jewish people. So, in the early history of the Jewish people, that of course is the miracle of the nation of Kriyas Yamsuf. Pasuk tells us in the Perek Yudalad Shmos, Pasuk Chavala Vayit Moshe Es Yado Al Hayom Vayelach Hashem Es Hayom Ruach Chalim Azok Harar Vayosim Es Yom Lecharov Vayivoko Amayim. Because Baruch Hu had Moshe stretch out his hand and the waters parted. Pasuk Chavayis Vayavov and Yisov B'Sol Hayom Vayavosher Amayim and Chom Vimina Vayismolam. The waters formed like a wall and they walked through. And then a few psukim later, when the Egyptians came into the in hot pursuit, the Chav Zayin Vayit Moshe Es Yado Al Hayom Vayoshev Hayom Lifnos Boch Elei Son of Mitzrayim Nosim Kosev Vayinayar Hashem Es Mitzrayim B'Soch Hayom. The Mitzrayim were tossed into the water, and the Pasuk Chav Ches Vayeshuv Amayim Vayachasus Arech Vesmarashim etc. Lo Nishar Bohem Arecha. They were completely wiped out. And again, in Chav Tes of Yisrael Hochu Vayavoshev B'Soch Hayom Vayamayim Ad Chom Amimim Esvolam. Right, they walked through, and the waters were like a wall on each side. And Lamed Vayosh Hashem Ba'amoes Yisrael Me'ad Mitzrayim Vayaris Es Mitzrayim Meisal Svat Hayom. They saw the Egyptians the dead. And Vayaris Yisrael Es Hayod HaGadola Shalos Hashem Mitzrayim Vayom Es Hashem Vayamin Hashem Moshe Avdo. Rashi says in source 2 Es Hayod HaGadola and Pasuk Lamed Aleph Es HaGvura HaGadola Shalos Yod HaShach HaGvorah. There's no doubt that the hand of Hashem bringing about this tremendous might, this power, this putting of the Red Sea and the drowning of the Egyptians. We know the Midrashim tell us that even the simplest person, Rosh Shivchal Hayom, the simplest maidservant, perceives Hashem in such a way that even the great Nevi and Yechezkel, and some version Yeshaya, didn't see. Right? So it was obvious it was the Yad Hashem, obvious miracle. So the Mishnah Brachas, in the beginning of the ninth parak, a long Mishnah, Nun Dalam and Aleph, begins in Source 3 by saying, Haroa Mokom Shanasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. If a person sees, we don't know today exactly where it was that the Red Sea split, but let's say we would know. We would see a place where some other miracle happened. You have to make a bracha. Omar Baruch She'asa Nisim La'Voseinu B'Makom Hazeh. There's actually a bracha to recite when you see a place where a nes took place. Rashi explains there on the Mishnah. Tosfor Haro Makom Shnasu Bo Yisnei Nisim Yisrael Kegon Hanach Dekosan Lekamon. Like those of the Gemara will explain. Mabros Hayom, the place they crossed the Yamsuf. The Yarden, the place they crossed the Yarden, the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, the Yarden also split. Not as dramatic necessarily, but they also Nachle Arnon, right? That's in the Torah. The whole story about the Shiras HaBe'er, the story is not really spelled out in the Torah, but the mountains came together and crushed their enemies on top, and the blood dripped into the Nachle Arnon, so they sang by the Be'er. So that's the Gemara explains. Same page. The Gemara says in Source 5, Tanur Rabbanan, and it gives a whole bunch of examples. Haroa Mabros Hayom, Rashi in 6 says, meaning Mokom She'obu Yisrael B'Yamsof. We don't know where it is, but if you would. Or Hayar Mabros Hayarden, as Rashi says, B'Mei Yeshua. Mabros Nachale Arnon, again, we'll keep flipping back. Rashi says, Mabros Nachale Arnon, Lekam Neforesh Ma'anis. The Gemara will explain what the next was. I just told you briefly, there were these two mountains that were very close at the top to each other, and the enemies of the Jewish people, there were crevices, and enemies were each side of it, dropped these boulders, and the mountains came together and crushed them. And they were down below, didn't even realize until they saw in the brook there, in the stream, you know, the blood of the enemies from above, they realized what took place. And that's where the Shiras HaBe'er comes in. And continuing in the war, Avne El Gavish B'mar Beishoron, right, another nation, these stones fell from heaven, these boulders, Rashi says, B'me Yeshua, Sef Yeshua Parakid, okay, different Nisim. The Evan Shabikesh Zikrog Og Mel Habosha Yisrael, some rock boulder that he was going to throw, the giant oak was going to throw to destroy the people. And here's another one from this week's schedule. The Evan Shayashav Moshe B'Shoah Shoshi Yosua Mochama Bamolik. Very end of this week's schedule, right? Where Taka, it's identified as a nation. The Pasuk says Hashem Nisi, that's in his Mizbeach, right? Even Moshe Mizbeach, I call Shmo Hashem Nisi, right? And the rock that Moshe sat on, Tiki, when Yoshua and what's the name, Hur held his hands up and so on. The Easter Shalot, the Chomas Yericho, you know, the walls came tumbling down, right? Shenivlu, the Makomo, right? Al Kulon Sarach Shitain Hodah B'Shevach Lifnei Amokom. For all these things, we have to give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these different nisim that benefited our ancestors. And then the Gemara goes to each one. I didn't print the whole thing. Just B'Shalom Mabar HaSem, B'Shalom, our Pasuk Kavbeis from above, in Perek Yedalad, in Source 1 there. B'Shalom, Vayavo B'nei Yisrael, B'Shalom, Hayom, B'Yabosha. Now, as a side point, it's interesting the Mishnah's language, you look back in 3, it's Aroa Mokom, Shinasubo Nisim, so Omar Baruch, Shaasa Nisim, of Osinim, Mokom is there. Is it Baruch? You have to say, or you say Shema, you say Shema Shem, Shema Malchus. The Tosa says right away, in 7, Ziva Masna Aroa, right? Pirish Rabin Oshmai, the Chol Hani Brachos, Srichos, Laskar, Shema Malchus. These brachas, you do have to say Shem Hashem and Malchus, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's required. The Chayin Chosav and Shem Shem Mikutzi, Ki Ari Haya Rogil Levarach Ala Brokim. Brokim is the thunder. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shekocho Grosso Mole Olam, and lightning. You know, those brachas are Chayin Tirishri. And I quote Yerushalmi, which says, Kol Bracha doesn't have Shem Malchus, not a real bracha. And then tells the end at the end, that these brachas only if you see these things, you know, no more than once in 30 days. Let's say a guy every day passes by this place. Let's make the bracha every day, just once in 30 days. Okay. The Rosh also, yeah.
My self naturalism, but the Gemara and Tide,
yeah.
With the Easter stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question. What was the nays and what was the benefit from it?
Yeah.
It's a very good question, but not right now. I don't want to go through right now, but it's a good question. Okay, what the benefit was exactly. Okay, anyway. The Rosh also writes there in Brachos Perek Testament Aleph, V'chol HaBrachos HaShnuyos B'zeh HaPerek, all these brachas are in this perek, and these Mishnayos, Tzorach L'Hazkebrem Shem U'Malchus, and he quotes the same Yerushalmi that says, Kol Bracha She'in B'Malchus Ein HaBracha, and a Machlokes, whether you have to say Atar, not to say Atar, but you have to say Melech Olam. I printed the Yerushalmi here as we have it, in Source 9, it's Brachos Perek Testament Aleph, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, Kol Bracha She'in B'Malchus Ein HaBracha. Okay, you don't have melech olam, it's not a bracha. It could be a praise of some sort, but it's not a bracha. Amar b'tanchuma, ano amar taima, aromimcha elachai hamelech. That's the pasuk of the name of Asher, right? Aromimcha elachai hamelech. We praise Hashem, we got to call him melech. Rav amar tzorach loma ato shmo, amar eno tzorach loma ato. And the same Moshe there says the next page, Shmuel says, baruch, you have to say baruch ato Hashem, and he says, ain't you just say baruch Hashem, Asher, okay. For the machlokas. But anyway, you certainly have to say Shem Malchus according to Tosus and the Rosh. The Ravid appears to disagree. This is a side point, but I think it's important. The Ravid disagrees. There's a sefer called Kosub Shom. It says the Ravid's perish on the Rif, the Balamor, and so there in Brochas, it's Mem Dalav and Aleph, it's Ape Rif, okay, in Brochas. So the Ravid says, Teda, the Ha Ein Bohem, Lo Askar Velo Malchus. There's no Askar, it's Hashem, and no Malchus. These Brochas don't need it. And whoever says to do it's a mistake. And why? He says, "Chala davar kol bracha she'ena kvua, the nekeres liprokim ena tuna askarim. A bracha which is not mandatory, it can be not said. Because let's say you don't see these places, you don't travel to see these places, you don't have to. No, you don't have to go look at the place where the Red Sea is put. Right? There's no obligation. It can be, you know, the bracha can disappear for a long time from a lot of people. It does now. We don't know where these places are." And he mentions afilu bircha zimun shemin haTorah by mizuman, benching with a mizuman. We don't say shem malach. We don't say melech in mizuman. Even we say elokeinu when it's a minion. We don't say melech. Why? Because harayv kibircha sarishus. It becomes like an optional bracha because now sarishus biara shosha lecho ko echad echad lasmo. Who says you have to sit with two other people make a mizuman? We don't have to. If you do, you have to bench the mizum, but it's not obligatory. So he says, same thing here. It's optional. You don't have to go see these places. You don't have to do this. Yeah. I would think so, yeah. He would say without Shem Malchus, you don't have to go see it. If you do see it, you have to say brachas. All those brachas, they print at the end of Shachas and many Siddurim have all these random brachas. So according to him, you wouldn't have to. Okay, so Rishus Biyado. Okay, Brichas HaMitzvah is something else. That you have to do the mitzvah. That's what he says at the end. Brichas HaMitzvah. And I guess the Ravid would learn that the Mishnah back in 3 is being literal. He's not saying you ignore the circumstances, but you don't say Shem HaMalchus. The Rashba in his Chiddushim there, Brachas Nun Dalam Al Aleph, quotes this Ravid, the Chos of a Ravid, right? The Chol Brachas Elo, Ein Tzvichas Lo Shem Elo Malchus. And he brings the various different Rayas and a Raya from the Zimun, okay? But he says, look at the end of the third line there, 12, because evidently the Rashba had a different gears than the Ravid, because Behu Ba'atzmos al Docha Ravid. That doesn't appear in the Ravid as we have it. Maybe there are different gears. There are other Svarim, you know, manuscripts and so on. I only copy from what I had and what's in the computer, but the Rashba evidently had a different, because the Ravid himself rejected that Raya, because he said by Bircha Zimun, it's true that the Bracha of the Mezumin doesn't have Malchus, but in benching there's Baruch Atah Shem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazonos, right away you're going to mention Malchus. So that might be different, right? Because maybe you don't have to mention Malchus and Zimun, because in 2 seconds you're going to say Melech. Right? It's all one. That's another point, right? That's the Achlam's over there, yeah. But that, based perhaps on a Ramban. But anyway, that's, so he says, you have Malchus, not Skar, therefore they're Mekel on that. But nonetheless, he says that those who insist, okay, that you have to have Askar and Malchus, why then didn't the Mishnah say Baruch Atah Hashem? So he says, Kederach Shekotzu, they were writing in Lashon, you know, shorthand, so to speak. The Mishnah, for example, he mentions, a lot of times we call the Bracha Shechayonu. That's our nickname, but of course it means you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem. It doesn't call it Shechayonu, right? That's what he means, right? And he says, and various other riots about Gemaras where people go to the Gemara didn't even spell out that he said the Shem Hashem. Rich Rachmona Mori the High Pita, you can say in a different language. Anyway, at the end of the day, you can read through the Rashba. He says, the Nusach of the Bracha, of course, needs, right? The Chol Brachas Eil the Masis and B'Shem of Malchus. Don't ask Kashas why it didn't say so in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah wasn't telling you the text of the Bracha. That wasn't the purpose of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was telling you the name of the Bracha. It's called Shechiyano, it's called Shasanichim. Whatever it's called, but it doesn't matter. Of course, it needs Shem of Malchus. And therefore, the Mishnah is just being brief. All right, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, not by us, but by a different Siman, Reish Tezvav, and Siv Gimel says as following, 13, Shemutar Lalam, it's again a side point, I think interesting, Shemutar Lalam at Latinokos Habrochus Ketikman. When you're teaching a kid, how to, a little kid how to say a bracha, he can practice saying, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehath, even though he's not drinking, he's practicing. The kid has to learn how, right? Abu Gadol, the Shah Shalom and Habrochus. No, I'm sorry, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. The Afal Pish, the Brochel Atala, the Shah Salim, even though it's a Brochel Atala, quote unquote, but he's learning. So the kid should, I think it's better to teach the kid that way. We've all been to bar mitzvahs where the kid gets up to lay and he starts doing, I Daber Hashem and Moshe Alemor, because that's been practicing for the last year. But he's right, he says Hashem instead of the Kim. He says, Elohim. I always train the bar mitzvah boys with the Shem Hashem. So when they come time, they'll get used to it. So, but, all right, anyway, the Mogan Avram, and that's Shulchan Aruch. In Sivkot and Hay and Reish Tezvav says Avogodol. That's true training a kid, but a Godol b'Shar Shalom and Habrachas b'Gemara. If he's learning a Gemara that says a bracha, Omer below us Karas Hashem. He said that when you're an adult, understand he should read it without the Shem Hashem. And he quotes the Pirshim Mishnah and Rambam on our Mishnah and Uvetosas Reish Parakaroa. That's our Tosas back in what was the first chapter? So the Machta Sheka on that Magen Avraham from Reish Tezvav Sivkot and Hay writes. Ritzon Olomar, right? Titnan Haroa Makom and so on and so forth. The second line, because what Tosuzal, the Zalashonim rather, Pirish Rabbeinu Shmaya the Chol Hani Brachas Tzvichon Laskar Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem, the Chayin Kosev Arambam and so on. Bim Kain, so he said you'll ask Tikshi Al Rebbe Hamistara Hamishnah Loma Lo Hisker Bechani Brachas Shem of Malchus V'Nosan Makom Latos. Why didn't Rebbe when he organized the Mishnah say what he meant? Spell it out, Baruch Atah Hashem. Why did he leave room for this confusion? Should you say Shem Malchus? Just spell it out. He says, based on this din, Ela al Karcho, the Bishas Limudo, Osir Legodol Haskir Hashem, because the Godol he's learning shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. And therefore, Velochein Gam Rebbe, Chasidur Mishnayas Legars, he organized the Mishnayas to be learned. Shalom Hiskir. So he didn't want you even to come to the possibility. It's very interesting, Masta Shekel. But be that as it may, the majority seems to be that when you say this brach, it means with Shem of Malchus. As a side point, there's Shari Tshuva, and this is for the sake of completion, at 16, and that's Simon Reish does more, so you can't doubt it, huh?
It's
Machzeh
Shekel thing that
in me and
Rechel
of the Talat, right? Not a brach, Rebbe was concerned about, misleading, Rebbe was concerned about this issue. He was afraid that people would read it improperly, so therefore he didn't even print it. That's the idea about the shekel. It's not a bracha anyway, really, but you know, but okay. And now the Shari Tshuva quotes from Shilas Yavetz as Yaakov Emdin. He says, "No, im yesh haskar b'emtza mepei bracha k'su b'shas yochala omra." And he quotes the Chidah Birkayosik Kadosh Manach Shabbat Zol Nagul Shalola Haskar Hashem Birkuyoso. The older Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Chidah didn't say it, and he quotes that the Tashbeis. He quotes others. Apparently, it's a machlokas a little bit. He says you can read it, and at the end, Yaakov Emdin, he says, "Because of Shekhinah, no Gmar Ovi Machacham Tzvi." Yaakov Emdin was a son of Chacham Tzvi. He did say, "Okay, different issues." But getting back to our text, bottom line, our topic 17, the Rambam writes, and the Rambam is precise. Hilchos Brachos Perek Vav Alachates Haroa Mokum Shanasu Nisil and Shoki on Yamsu, Mumabra Siyajan, etc. Omer, Baruch Ator Hashem El Kenem El Kenem. The Rambam doesn't leave any room for any discussion. He spells it out. Baruch Ator Hashem El Kenem 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 The Shulchan Aruch, also in Siman Reish Yud Ches, that's the Siman deals this topic, writes in Sifalev, Haroa Mokum Shanasu Bol Nisim Yisrael, Gon Mabar Sayam, Mabar Sayar, then all these different things, the stone, he leaves out the Asius Lot, incidentally, the Mechaber, just pointing out Steve. Okay, but anyway, all the, we have Amalek and all this stuff, he says, Mevarach Sha'asa Nisim Lavos Tenem Mokum Azeh, he just says Sha'asa Nisim, but right away he says, Ubein brachazu, bein shar brachos, haria hein kishar brachos, v'kulam v'askar shemu malchus. And that's how we should assume Allah. So it's baruch atah shemalchim avam, sh'osu nisam alasenu, v'amakam azeh. Now the Gemara asks, where is this crumb from altogether? How do you know you have to make a bracha upon seeing a place where there's an ace? So this is in Parshas Yisrael, which we actually learned at Mincha, next week's Seder, Parag Yud Ches, also Gud in Shemot 19. By Yomer Yisrael, when he heard all the news, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem, made a Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Parah, Asher Hitzil Eschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim, and therefore the Gemara says there on the same daf, Nun Dalam Alav 20, Menoah Hanimili, Amar B'Yochanan, Domar Krob, By Yomer Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil, etc. Period. Now, as a side point, when he says Menoah Hanimili, Rashi says, there's a different girsa, because there's a long, that whole Mishnah, we only accepted one part of the Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah with a whole bunch of different brachas. And the Gemara asks Menoah Hanimili, well, what's that going on? What's the phrase Menoah Hanimili going on? All right, and they only, obviously it's going on the bracha on the Nes, because that's the answer from Yisro. Therefore, Rashi had a different girsa in 21. Hachi Yatinen, Menolon de Mevarchinan Aniso. That should be the text of the Gemara. How do we know that you have to make a bracha on a Nes? Okay? I'm going to digress for a moment again, because Tzlach explains in 22 the Menuh Yehuda came daf and daven out. He asks from Menoh Hanimili. Says the Loshon Hanimili Mashma Dakulu Brachas. Right, what's going on the whole Mishnah, which you don't learn from Yisro. You don't learn all the other brachas mentioned that Mishnah from Yisro. So he says that's probably why Rashi Ulaizek Kime Rashi Shekasa Hargatina Menol on the Bracha Niso. But then he has the whole question of Menolon is an interesting question, because usually Menolon or Menoh Hanimili means where in the Torah? What is it in the Torah? You look for a pasuk to tell you there's a din for the chumash. This is a drabonon, right? The brachas, the atu, the third line of 22, the atu, honey brachas in the Torah, ain't. But it's a brachas in the Torah. It's a little strange. Okay, then he says, Meloche Nero and his daiti, in the second paragraph there, he says as follows. He says, a bracha on a nes, aniso has sober shu neged asvara. Because, first of all, is it always a good thing to benefit from a nes? Think about it for a moment. The Gemara says in the Tanis and other places, anyone who benefits from a miracle, that costs you capital. Menachin lo mizchuyosov. Right? It'll cost you zchuyos. You know, have less zchuyos. Better not to need an ace. You know, so, but besides that, he says, the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the thunder, the lightning, the other things that you just saw, that just happened. Here we're talking about an ace that happened more than 3,000 years ago. You make a bracha now, you happen to see the place. I understand making a brocha when you witness a nace, maybe, all right. But he says, therefore, I might have thought it's negative. Sorry, that's why the Gemara asks, how do you know you have to make a brocha on a nace? And that's why he answered Yisro, because Yisro made the brocha afterwards. He wasn't there. He made the brocha later. Yisro came, so that's why they bring it from there. And it's an interesting point, because the Shita Mekubetis in 23 asks,
but he wasn't in that
place. Oh, so they ask, that's exactly the Shita's kasha. Rechavan to the Shita Mekubetis is kasha. He says, wait a second. How do you bring a rye from Yisrael? He didn't see the place.
He heard the
nose. He heard the nose, but he didn't see the place. So, Afal Gav, the Yisrael, Amach, and Anais, here, Mikom Mokom, Kol Sharoah, Harabim, Hanitzolim. When you see the people who were saved, that's also just as good. You know, we're not going to see anybody who was there, but he saw people who were there. Okay. Now, getting back, though, to the Gemara, so that's the side. Let's go back to the Gemara in 20, on the first line, after the Vigoma. Anisa de Rabim, Mivarchinon. Okay, Anisa the Yochid Lomarchin. The Mishnah only seems to say make a bracha on these public misim kriyas yamsuf and things like that. What about a personal mace that a person experienced? And he brings a story. The Gemara brings a few stories. Yamina, actually is the name of a place, Bedromo Shopras, somehow near the south of Euphrates, someplace. A guy was going someplace, Nofala Arya, some lion attacked him, and he said, Abadla. And the nace came, and he was saved from this lion that attacked him. And he came out okay. So also the comedy rover, Ramalei, Kol Amos, Dematis, Lahasam, Brich, Baruch, Shasa, Li, Nace, Mamokamazer. Rava said, whenever you come back to that place where the lion attacked and you came out okay, you should say a private bracha. Okay? And Amar is another story. Marbury Davina, Havakasal, picks of the Arvos, again, he was in the valley someplace, and the Vitzachal Amai, he was parched for water, he had no water. He was traveling one of these wadis, you know, in the summertime it gets hot. I remember to hear stories every year in Eretz Yisrael. He got stuck there without water. Or even here, I remember if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, they have all kinds of warnings about people going down. You can go down, you know, but they tell you bringing up water, and there are tragic stories. You know, people who are athletes, and not people like me, you know, but people who are athletes and walkers and hikers, and, you know, in the summertime you go down, and, you know, the tremendous, it's like a 30-degree temperature difference between being up there and being down there, and people ran out of water, and it's, you know, so it could happen. So this guy ran out of water, and all of a sudden, somehow an underground spring popped up, and he was able to drink. And later, the same person, the Machoz, he was in the marketplace in Machoz, Rashi pulls in all these words, okay. And Vinofala Gamla Pritza, a wild camel, a rabid camel, attacked him. Okay? Gomel Meshuga, Rashi says. Crazy animal attacked him. And Isparka Le Ashita Olegave. So a nace happened, a door opened up, a wall opened up, he was able to run in and save himself. So when he came to this place, he made a bracha, and he mentioned both things in the bracha, both salvations, Arvos and Gomel. Anyway, so we see from all these cases that you're supposed to make a bracha on a private miracle too. So why did the Mishnah only mention some, you know, nisim lavosenu, public miracles? The Gemara answers, you're right, Amri, anisa derabim kula alma mechayv libruchay. On these public nisim, right, Kriyas Yamsu, any Jew who goes, everybody has to make the bracha. Anisa the yachid, private, he has to. But even if you're my friend and you walk by that place, you don't have to make a bracha. I was saved. Only the person who was himself saved has to make the bracha. That's the difference. That's what comes out from the Gemara. Now, it's interesting, we turn the page to 24. The Rif had a slightly different girsa. The Rif, and then Gimel and Aleph on the page of the Rif in Brachas, 24. Al Nisa the Rab Mevarach, Al Nisa the Yachid Lo Mevarachin. The Gavra, the Gemara has a story. What do you mean? Tell us about the whole story. Anyway, Amri, look at the end. Al Nisa the Rab Kulam Al Tzis Lebruche. Al Nisa Yachid Hu Ubrei Ubarbere. His children and his grandchildren should also make, not just him, but his descendants, or at least his descendants of two generations. We'll get to the text in a second. Right, yeah. Nobody else, but it's a little different, because our Gemara just said the person himself will experience the miracle. This Gemara says, and his children and grandchildren. Rabbeinu Yonah addresses your points here. Rabbeinu Yonah on that riff, on them going out from the riff, in Barakas 25, says, everyone else says, so the whole Osin Roshah writes a cool Amma second line. Suicha lebrucha shosniz avos seidemak was there. Over the high gavni marmasikta. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Avonis of the Yochid who ubar bereiv lechut suicha lebrucha who mevarach shosal lineis b'makom hazeh ubrei ubar bereiv lechut shosniz labosai b'makom hazeh. Okay, so these Rishonim are of the opinion that it's a different girsa, but extends to a couple of generations. The Yerushalmi in Brachas Parakas Halach Aleph in 26 seems to have that as a kasha. Okay, that's a bayad lo shita. Okay, Yerushalmi asks, the Mishnah says, "Benisa Yisrael, Benisa Yichidi Shanas Manez Eino Tzarich Levarach." And okay, and no one else has to, but the person Mahu Shiyavarach Adam Benisa Alvin, and they ask a bunch of other kashas, doesn't answer any of them. So it leads to the bayad lo shita. The Rif assumed Malacha, you do, but I'm just pointing out Yerushalmi leaves it as a kasha. Mahu Shiyavarach, and there's other things. What if your Rebbe and other things, you know, or it wasn't a public miracle, but it was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, like Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah in the Alliance then, right? They would say it wasn't a miracle that benefited all Chai, so it benefited them, but would that be enough? Anyway, so it really leaves it by the Lepshita. Okay.
Yerushalmi says that an individual, personal nace, you don't make a bracha? You know, Tzorach Levarach?
No, I think it means Tzorach, another person. Okay, another person, somebody else. Right.
Not
okay.
So, low.
So look at the Pnei Moshe. It says like that. In 27, the second Pnei Moshe. Avnei Sechidi Ein Acher Tzorach Levarach. Hello, who ba'at no dafkin? So that's thank you for reminding that the Pnei Moshe place.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we'll get that. But, okay, not so posh. Okay. Now the Rashba. Okay. Again in Brachos Nun Daven Aleph in the Kiddush Rashba. Do also in Nisim Shenasu Yisrael and so on. He also has the text Ihu Ubreu Barberei. Okay. And he says in the second line of 28, don't think it means just the children and grandchildren. Any descendant. They're all like partners in that miracle. And he says, in Afal Gav Debaya Hibi Rushalmi, even though Rushalmi asked it as a kasha below Pashtua, he says, but we can answer it from the Babli. Yeah, assuming you have that girsa. You know, according to the girsa we have, the kasha, you know, we don't have the girsa of the children and grandchildren. In other words, the Rashba is saying the Rushalmi leaves it as a Baya Delo Shita, but the Babli answers it. Yes, the Babli answers it only according to the girsa that they had. But all right. Anyway, according to our guess, it's not an answer. The Shita Gobet says also Rufus and Darman Aleph, Asikna and so on and so forth. He says Rav Achai Gon. He quotes it already from Rav Achai Gon, the Baal Shiltas. The Chain Rav Alphas also said that Gersa the Rif. We saw Ubar Ubrei Ubar Berei, and he also says Venir Lefigir Soso Dehu Adin Lechol Yotzei Recho Shekulam Shutfin Beneis and Milson the Pshita LeNemarona. That was these rabbis, the Shiltas and the Rif said is obvious. It's a kasha from Yishalmi, and it's a bai de lov shita. The Meiri says on 30, Dafnun Dam Alf, Beis Shachir, Zeo Bira Mishnah, etc. He says, some say, Hashem Shalom Tzichem Tzach Lavach on Nisim Shanasol Yisrael, Kach Mevarchen on Nisim Shanasol Yochid. But there's a big difference. Sheish Hefresh B'dav Hashal Neis, also the Rav Makochai of Lavarach, all Jews, right? Al Nisim Shanasol Yochid, who Atzmo? Okay, he himself and nobody else. So he says, Umikol Mokim Yesh Gorsim, the fourth line, Anisa the Yachar Hu Ubrei Ubar Berei, Tzvicha Levarach Ishachinu V'chein B'Shiltos Uldazei Yesh Lefarish Shebeno Ben Beno Lav Dafke Ela Kol Yotzei Recho. But then he writes Reli Nireno Dafke, only the children and grandchildren. That's it, not all descendants. Mipnei Shehein Kein Doro. I'm not sure what he means by that, other than perhaps they saw each other, they knew each other.
Right.
You know, they were part of the same. Who knows who was it?
Especially if you don't mention who it is. Like just
right.
The
I assume that's what he means. Kein Doro. Huh? That's a good question. Doesn't say it's a good question. Okay. So anyway, that's what the Meiri holds. The Rambam in Halacha Tet, the Parak Yud of his Baruch, is a continuation that Ram read before, says, Abamakum Shanta B'nei Sliochet, also Hayochet Ubno Uben Beno. Mivarech, again, he spells out the whole bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokim Achon Shosa Li Neitz Makamazeh Oshen Osa Neitz Lavosai Makamazeh. Now he says Bno Ben Bno, so he may only agree with that Miri, but it's only it's only two generations down. Shulchan Aruch, this Dalit here in Siman Reish Yud Ches 32, he writes Haro Makam Shnasa Neitz Liyachad Eino Mivarech, Aba Hu Atzmo Mivarech Shosa Neitz Li Neitz Makamazeh, and he writes V'chol Yotze Yerecho Yam Kim Mivarech Shosa Neitz Lavi. Lavi, okay, presumably. Now, since the Mishnah Berurah points out something in Tetzvav, in 33, the Mishnah Berurah points out.
Well, but it's only one generation, it sounds like. Chol Yotzei Recho, Lavi, no?
Yeah, I don't think he means that. I think he means Avosai, or Avi. I don't think so. Okay. We'll see an interesting difference in a second. So, Kotten Tetzvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, not when the miracle happens, but it means Hanu Kishachozer Umagia Sham Achar Shakor Lanes. That's when you come back to that place after the miracle happened. But the Palm Rishona, okay, you don't make the bracha, you make a different bracha called Birch Nagomo. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is all talking when you come back to the place. Okay, but I really want to point out to Zion. That's by the Sharatian says it in Vorish and Sukkot and Vov. V'shatnei's gufa ain't tzarach levarach v'shabracha shasanisim t'lo niskun v'zeh v'rech sakomel. That's v'rech sakomel. And that's with the next simon, ratio test. But anyway, look at Tzukot and Tzvav, interesting. So some say only the children and grandchildren, some say all descendants. So it's interesting. Ayin be'el yarabba sheikhriya v'bno ben b'no tzrikhan levarach v'ein shenoldu kodem shakara hanez v'ein shenoldu la'achar mikein shum kvod aviyim. Depends subsequent generations. In other words, the first two generations, even though they were born already, okay, in other words, this nace didn't help me. I was born already. Even if he wouldn't gotten killed, it wouldn't have affected me. Right? It's my father, my grandfather. It wouldn't have affected me because I was born already. Right? Even if he didn't, Rahman Sana died. But subsequent generations only have to do it if their ancestor was born after the miracle. So in a certain sense, had that not miracle happened, then my great-great-grandfather, I wouldn't be here. Reminds me, I remember when the Lubavitch Rebbe was next to us, they had we'll call that problem now. So they had something here at Tinek. Get the Torah, Romer Shul, had like a, I don't know, the Shloshim, whatever it was, some sort of an evening, a scholar. So different people spoke. And to one of the people, remember Rabbi Weiss, Mordechai Weiss, used to be the Lubavitcher Shaliach in Tinek. So he had a brother. I forgot his name. One of his many brothers in the family, but his brother spoke. His brother told the story of somebody, a woman who came to Lubavitcher Rebbe, who already had, I think, 5 or 6 children, and asked him, should I have more children, or should we stop, and so on, you know, it's difficult, whatever it was. And the Rebbe strongly encouraged you should have another child. So he said, that woman is my mother, okay, and I'm that next child. So he said, when people say they owe their lives to Lubavitcher Rebbe, I don't know. That was a very cute thing. I'm the kid who was born after that direction. So that's the chilek that the Elia Rabbi here makes. Anyway, that's the story with that. Now, in terms of your question, Dr. Shifnul, the Meiri writes, again, all there in Brochus, Nun Dalal. Yeah.
Are we discussing, we're discussing the children.
Right.
And there are.
Obligation.
Is it
Rishut
or is it
a Chiyah? This is a Chiyah. I think it's a Chiyah. That's presented that way, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Now, but here's the caveat. What's meant by a Nes exactly? So look on 35, and the Meiri writes, Nisim Elosh, Mevarcham Aleim, Yesh Omrim, Dafka B'Nes Godo Hayote Migidro Shal Olam. We're talking here, this bracha, Shasta Li Nes, B'Makam Azeh, it's talking about a Nes that goes, is it super now, out of the realm of the natural. Something which is, you know, just beyond the Avalnes Katan, a more minor miracle, so to speak. Kigon, Shabolo Ganovim, the guy was mugged, okay? O Gedude Chaya, you know, he was attacked by animals. Listim, you know, the burglars or whatever, highway robbers. Ein Mevarech Olav. That's what some say. In other words, a big miracle, okay, it's got to be something which is really, you know, supernatural. But the Meiri says, but in my opinion, Ladati, no. Kol Neis Ha'asal Yoch Mevarech Olav, Shakol Neis Etel Yochid Gogohu. For me, it's a big thing. I'm sorry, you know, I thought I was in danger. So it's very, very subjective and certain. You know, sometimes you go to the doctor, you have to have a procedure, it's nothing. Yeah, for the doctor, it's not a big deal. He's going to feel fine after the operation. The question is how much, right? Or the other way around. Sometimes, you know, the doctor, you know, for you, this is nothing. For me, this is a big job. I have to tinker around inside. Right? So everything is perspectives. But that's what the Meiri puts in. Okay? Now, he says, Nei so rabim. That aim of Rachel Shu Nes Godol, like the ones, you know, but for a private Nes, he says, any person, you know, if you feel that this is something, then you should make the bracha. So the Rishonim discuss this a little bit, and it's, you know, the consensus isn't as clear, okay? You know, he says, at the end, look at 35, there was nothing supernatural, but he was saved, so the Miri says, the Rachel. Right, that's the Miri's Shita. Yavudraham, 36, Birchat Ariyav Asher, Hazan, Shar Shmini, he writes, he quotes the whole Gemara, so you skip down to if he quotes the whole Gemara, which is a gift, so he told me the children, anyway, but after the three dots there, in the middle of 36, about 6 lines down. Kosov Arbina Asher Milonil, Hodim Avarchin, Bain Anis of the Rabbin, Bain Anis Yachad, he holds, Dafke B'nei Shu Yotze Mimina Ga'ola, Midarach HaKolda, Kagon, Mabaros Hayam, splitting the Red Sea. Right? That doesn't happen there. It's not a normal thing. That's when you have to make a bracha. Okay? Or like the story in the Gemara, that this the spring water, so the spring of water suddenly popped up when the guy was in the middle of the desert. Okay? Avonei shu mina ga'olam, they told us so, kagon, shebo olam ganav balayla, ubo de sakana, benitzo, ukeyotzeva, eno chayav levarach, choslin lineis pomokamatzeh. So he paskins, and that may be who the Yesh Omer that Mary is quoting is, he paskins, only got to be something supernatural. Then he asks an interesting question, as a side point. Vim toma hari Purim, you know, Purim, everything in the Megillah can be explained naturally. It was political intrigue, it was palace, you know, it was stuff, everything. There's no open miracle in Purim. Shanaith kiminaga olam, we say, Shas, we don't say v'mokom hazeh, but we say before the Megillah. Shas ha'nisim avosenu b'ayam ha'meim b'asman hazeh. Right, we make a bracha shasa nisim on the Megillah, even though there was no outright supernatural. He says, "Well, not true." He says, "Yeshua hasam nami yotzim in a ga'olam." It was because they based on two things: Aleph shabita ksav hamelech who hefer das parasamadai, because what Achashverosh originally pronounced that he can kill all the Jews, that was undone. I don't understand this right because it wasn't undone. He wouldn't undo the
right.
He said he can send a second letter. Yeah, kiksav shenitzo shemarav lona. So, but it didn't happen. That's the idea. But Bay is interesting. Shaharag Karov Lepes Pei Elef Mimaso Babur Avas Isha Achas. Because Achashverosh loved this one woman he's willing to let 80,000 persons get killed. That's not normal. How much do you love a woman? They're going to kill someone. Okay, maybe a lot. Historically, I'm not sure. Yeah, right? So, anyway, that's what he says about Purim. And Chanukah, he says, that's more obvious. Lav mishum maisim Yehudas, v'rachon shosin yisomim, with killing the general, but mishum pachas shemen, and so on. Anyway, so that's this shita. So in the Shulchan Aruch, you quote both. Both shitas. Again, so the question is, does it need to be something supernatural, out of the ordinary or not? So Shulchan Aruch and Sinuration Ches Tivtes seems to quote both shitas. Yesh omrim, she'en v'rach al neis, ele b'nei shu yotzeh b'minah ga'olam. Okay? Otherwise not. And then he says, yesh cholek. And so the usual way out. Going back to what we started with. The tol v'varach below haskar shem ha'mafuz. You're not sure. So say without shem ha'mafuz, you haven't lost anything. The moment of Rum, okay, in the same sentence, Rishu Ches, he quotes, Yidalam and Yudbeis. He quotes, for example, a lion or a camel. But he says, yesh cholek. He says, I don't know, who's yesh cholek? Lo motzasi misha cholek. And he says, he is convinced, the moment of Rum is, the heich yale el adat, li kore neis, dover shu b'derech ha'teva. The word neis, by definition, means something not b'derech ha'teva. The text of the bracha is, she'oso li neis, b'makom z'tav, the Rambam can't conceive that anybody disagrees. Now, that's what we mean. It's she'oso li neis. Doesn't mean, it didn't say, she'oso li Yeshua, or Hatzola, or some other thing. Then you could argue this is the Rambam, but the language, the text of the bracha is neis. So he says, heich yalo adas li kari neis, dover shu b'derech ha'teva. And he quotes the Rivash, who seems to say that you do make a bracha, but he says that Rivash is talking about Gomel. Gomel doesn't need a miracle. Birchas HaGomel, right, you say it's a good, so Birchas HaGomel is something different. When a bracha is also nace by Makom Hazeh, he says it's got to be, the one that a bracha is convinced that it's got to be an absolute nace. The Taz also seems to agree in the next generation, Taz 39, Zvav, Hulam Tzrich HaLevarach, Nir Atan de Birchas HaNace, Niskan Tosefes, Amas HaShach, Amas HaShach, Amas HaShach, everybody who hears about, oh, this was something else. This was an absolute right. Esbalokim. It's got to be something along those lines. Here's the reverse that the Magen Avraham was talking about in 40. Chuvus reverse to Shin Lamed Zion. Okay, and he's talking there. He is talking about the Arba Tzichim Lahodos. That's the Mikzar Gomel, right? And he's asked a different question. It's a little interesting, different question. He says the Gemara says four people have to bench Gomel. That's what we learn in the Gemara. Four people. That is. Somebody is cholish in Israel, a sick person who's healed, got better. Someone got out of prison. Someone traveled over water, over seas, and traveled through the desert. So the thing in the Rivash and the Rishon deal with, does the Gemara mean that then it's just those four things or those four examples of the types of things? They're a big discussion. So that's what he's talking about, other things. And the case was yes, the guy, a building collapsed on top of somebody or was attacked by an animal. So he writes, you should make a bracha in those cases. Nira Shetzarek Levarek. Again, Agomo talking about. So, yeah, because what's the problem with going in the desert? Why is that automatically a problem? Because of wild animals and got oven. So he says, so if it happens in the city, it's okay? So he says, it's not a din in the midbar, he says. It's not a din of being in the desert. The problem in the desert, there are wild animals and there are wild highwaymen. She said, if it happens in the city, Avada, you have to. Anyway, but he says, certainly if you're saved from kosher kena osalon neis v'nitzol mimisa atzma, you're taken out of the throes of death and so on, so you have to make the bracha. But anyway, at the end he writes, he says, the kosher kena shemiyad shenitzol torach hu lehodos kederach arbat zi hu lehodos lo sheyifter b'brichas hoda b'brichas osalon neis. The bracha of osalon neis does not potter you having to bench gomel. So you could read the Rivash as saying, that's true, the Magen Avraham is right, the Rivash is talking about b'brichas gomel, but he says at the end, implies that there's also a bracha shosli neis there. And here, he's not talking about not supernatural necessarily, attacked by wild animals and so on. So that's not a divrei chamudos on the Rush.
Okay, it sounds like it's right at the time.
Yeah, that's a different point. It's true. It's true. Okay. In Echanami, I saw that. Okay. I'm not sure I answered that, but the line we said before. Now, the divrei chamudos on the Rush, Paraktes and Aleph, Os Aleph, quotes the Shuvas HaRivash, and he says, you have to make your bracha. And it's that he seems to learn the Rivash is disagreeing. And even if it's B'derech HaTeva, if you were saved, but it has to be you were saved from a life and death situation. That's the caveat. It has to be that Mamish was a, your life was in danger. Not that it was just difficult. So it's kind of a different, there's one position that's got to be some kind of supernatural. This Shita, it doesn't have to be supernatural, but the danger has to be a real danger. It has to be a life and death danger, and that's done. Okay? That's the second sheet. The Radvaz, Chelek Gimel, Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Beis, overall Shulah 1001, 42, he writes, Lefichah Hanochon Hu, Shim Nofo Lemishka of Machmas, the Fila Tzorach Levarach Tamar Gomel, and if you low Nofo Lemishka, and it was Mokom Sakana, you still have to make a bracha. And then he writes, you look four lines down, he says, Yesh Omer Shetzorach Lahodos Baruch Shosan Es Mokom, Zek, Ki Kol Adam, Shukarov Ledover Sheish Po Sakana, Venitzomeno, Tzorach Levarach Baruch Shosan Es. So the Radvaz, it goes even further. It doesn't have to be life and death. It has to be danger, but it doesn't say, you know. Now, he acknowledges Yesh Omrim Shein Tzorach Levarach on Eish Chodesh Shumaisa Shamayim, some kind of a thing, but he doesn't agree with that. Okay? Ro'ani, maybe the safe way you say without Shem Malchus, but anyway, so now we have a few different possibilities. The Rishonim, the early Achronim, you know, some say it's got to be an admonish, a miracle like the Taz. Everyone sees that this is just not normal, you know. Others, we've also wanted to say, well, even if it was somewhat normal, but it had to be a mamish, a danger, life and death danger you were saved from. And the Radvaz even says it's currently closer to a danger. Okay? The Eli Rabba in Sifu Gimel, he quotes this Mogan Avraham, he says, okay, this is a machlokus. Mogan Avraham couldn't imagine somebody arguing, but okay, it is a machlokus. The Chai Adam is a long piece in the Nishmas Adam. In Klaus Samachay, Os Aleph. At first he says, Sober Hayisi, I would have thought, I used to think, at the beginning of 44, towards the end of the line, and we'll move quickly to save a little time. Sober Hayisi, the Ratzon with the Hatzola Hayyim, Yotzev Minig Olam. That's my first thought. And he quotes these different Gemaras and so on. Hatzola Shalok Kiminig Olam. And otherwise, would not make the bracha. The other hand, he says, Sorah Hayyim, because the story with the guy with the lion came upon him, okay? It said he was saved, says the Chayadim. Didn't say he was saved in some miraculous fashion. He ran away. He got away. He climbed up a tree. Whatever he did. Right? That's the Mogan of Rome. The Chayadim says, Hare, last words on that page, Hare Shamlo Niskar Klau, the Hatzolah, Hare Bederach Neis. Right? That's one of the stories in the Gemara.
Well, but, the seven Leisa.
Right, but I'm saying, it doesn't have to, but he's saying, who said, he escaped, right? He got away. What language is the Gemara there? Does it say seven Leisa? You look back in the in that original Gemara, it says the first guy. No, oh yeah, it does say Tavlanisa. It's true. It does say Tavlanisa. But the Chayim says it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't say there was a Neis Shaloka Derech Hateva. Okay. So anyway, it's a good point. But anyway, he says that there's a different opinions. Both different Teshitas. Rivosh says, you know, talks about a Gomel, and he says you should. But he said there's a Machlokas about a Gomel maybe, but not about Shosli Neis. And he says at the end of that paragraph, the Afa Gav Datzola Loya B'Derech Neis Elasha Sakonas Misa. You need Sakonas Misa. Okay. Now the truth is, he quotes this of Asher Mil Mil. All right. He says, you know, if B'Derech Hateva, there's no Sakonas Misa, then you don't have to say the bracha like by Ganavim. But if B'Derech Hateva, there is Sakonas Misa. You know, there is Sakonas Misa. You know, that it's always got to be Sakonas Misa. The question is B'Derech Hateva or not? But look at the end. He writes, the Lochein Tzivisi Lebiti. That was a personal story to file them. My daughter, Shenoflo Achoma, a wall fell on her, a building collapsed on her. I told my daughter, Shebekolzman Shelotira Oso Mokom Lamed Yom, if it goes bad 30 days without seeing that place, Keshetovo Lasham Tevarach Sheoslo Neis, Bishem Umalchus, and Vechain Koyotze Recha, Boneh, Brosea. Yivarach Shosli Neis Limeinu. It was a woman. Limeinu, yes, about a woman before. Here it is. So Limeinu b'makom hazeh. So that's how the Chayodim paskins. The Mishabru, the Bir Halacha, in Reishu Ches, if you test, the Vasli Yesh Cholik, quotes the Magen Avraham, says, I don't understand. How can you call something which happened in the Golem? You can't say Shosli Neis in the Groh. One is about it also, because the Groh says, if that's the case, if it can be Derech Hateva, every woman had a baby, she has to say every time she pays the hospital, she says, also makes my mom come there. Because that's dangerous, at least in those days it was. But it's normal. It's obviously, you know, obviously it doesn't mean, and not only that, but all the children. I have to say forever. Every time a woman has a baby, all the children, they walk past the hospital, have to say a bracha. She also even makes my mom come there. He doesn't think that. Right. So he says it's got to be, some say, L'shita Echa has been a Dafka, Shanesh, Alatsoy, Dafka, L'malami Derech Hateva. Right? But the other thing is, no. He says, even if it's not Bidar, it is Bidar HaTeva. But let's understand something. He says, you know why it's called the Neis Yu'es? Because it happened just at that moment. In other words, sometimes something will happen. It's not shaloka derech hateva. I mean, there are those who want to say that Kriyas Yam Suf, you know, was low tide, high tide. And the answer to that question always is, even it's true, but it happened to be just when they needed it. You know, so even that, you could argue, you know, is a miracle. That's what the Mishnah saying, yeah.
I feel very strongly. You keep saying supernatural. They never say that.
Derech hateva.
It never violates the laws of physics.
Okay, as a physicist.
The different laws of physics.
But that's the Mishabura thing. Yeah, I say Logan Teratem, I saw it means beyond nature.
It's not something you have, like, it says Ruach Kadim.
Call it, right.
Why did you need a Ruach in my
Right, right, just snap your fingers. Yeah, okay, I hear it. And I know there's a statement, I'm not questioning it. Yeah, yeah, no, I know. And I think I'll buy all
the only pure miracle was Revelation of Sinai.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Right, right. No. So, you know, and yeah, Roy was not called as long as it was with Edechanam. Yeah. I remember you wrote something about that also. It's about seeing and hearing once each other. Yeah, a long time ago. No. Yeah. Anyway, I remember, I think I once saw the paper that says, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's a very valid point. I'm using supernatural to say Lamala Midar Hateva, but, you know, in that sense, I mean it. But Edechanam, Mr. Bruce is certainly the second sheet, right? But even if that's so, in other words, If you say Kederach HaTeva, like the Mishavu writes there, through Reshu Ches to Kot Lamed, you know, the Hatzolah is Kederach Minag Olam, a building collapsed, and you yelled for help, so 10 people came and they pulled all the rubble off you. You know, is that a nace? Well, you know, it's not really a nace, but the rubble didn't walk up and fly away. But on the other hand, you were saved. So that, you know, that's really part of the issue. Okay, so, you know, and the Mishavu in Kot Lamed Bey is really, goes into greater detail some of the things that we've had. Okay, dafilo hayatzal shalolam malav dechatem avichon kema shabbat sakana imlon is damar atzal aneis mikri. If there wouldn't have been, if 10 people wouldn't have come, I wouldn't have been saved. I wouldn't die for that. See, that's enough to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. At the end, he does mention something. Okay, again, you want to stay out of the suffix, so yivarach below shema malchus, and then he says at the very end of that page, kasa achonim mishenasol aneis yeshol ahatzal shutzaker. Should do something else, you know, give the stocker a little bit, or make a kiddush or something like that, a suda todah, and say you see he really rots on. People have these personal purims, or family have personal purims, a purim Frankfurt, right? That other purims that something happened in the community, they make a yontif about it. Okay, out of the shartim, we'll leave it out. Just to look at some contemporary tshuvas, skipping 47, that's the shartim, the long shartim, we quote that Magen Avraham and then the Shosadim. Okay, but we saw it. To look in the Shevet HaLevi, that's what it was, and then we'll finish up. Chelek Zayin, Simen Chof Ches. Here's a case. Achata Bosti B'Kitzah, Asher Shol B'Nim B'Chatei Shekarlo, Shehoach Hu B'Chaver Al-Mahar, Shenasa Kerach. He and his friend, you know, a couple of guys were walking on a river that had frozen over, you know. And what do you know? V'Nishbar HaKerach Tachtov. And suddenly the ice, the guy fell in, he can't swim, you know. So it was definitely B'Sakona Atzuma. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to arrange that the friend, that where he was standing, ice didn't break, so he was able somehow to get him out and to save him. Lo nishbar shuva kerach. Okay, and it's a question of machokas. Suppose comes and they asked him both know what to do. So v'day tohani anoti yoseh l'das hamavarchim. Baruch shos and eshmach mazeh. Im hoya bevada b'sakonas nefesh. If you're sure there was mamas sakon, like I couldn't swim or whatever. And he quotes among Avram and the post that we mentioned. And he says, a few lines down, avo yoseh nira, the sixth line there, v'ashakos v'nishmas adam. That chayodah with his daughter. Shekol hechad asakana betucha. It's also Omer, Shehoi says, Akanas Mobes, betucha, v'nitzo mizeh, kvar begeder neis. Kevin shalpi, teva ein motzi b'matzav sakana zeh. Ordinarily, you wouldn't have gotten out. Okay? Even though the Hatzolah itself did not require a change of nature, so to speak, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that the ice didn't break under the friend's feet, and even though he was in the same place, but other way, he sort of didn't break. Right, he says, therefore, he thinks it's correct and he would have to make a bracha. Rav Nosson Gestetner, 49, Shuvas Loras Nosson Chelechetim, Yeralam is not so convinced. He says, on the other hand, you could say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave, he says at the very end of the, you know, he said it's subject to this machlokas. And, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave strength to the friend to be able to pull him out. That's not so poshut either, you know, depending on it. Anyway, there's a long tshuva about it. He says to make it without shame of malchus. In 50, I made a mistake. Right. That's what we said. So, but as we mentioned before, and I mentioned before, the Avudram raised, was the Avudram back in, 36, he asked about Purim. So he said, well, but there was two supernatural things. One was that when against Persian rules, not do what the king originally said, you know, to change it. But the other one, he says, he loved Esther so much, he allowed 80,000 people to be killed. That's the Loka Derech HaTev. Who loves a woman so much? He did? I don't know. Anyway, but getting back to this, the title is, I made a mistake. It's Chelek Yilches Simchav Beis. I should have printed Os Gimel, I printed Os Aleph by mistake. But he also says, only if the Sakana already came upon you. I mean, there's an important caveat. Because what if, you know, if I would have stayed there, then this and this would have happened. Right? I found the place of Bench Gomo also. Same issue. But I'm walking down the street, and you know, the old movie, the safe fell out the window, right? So it lands right where I just was 3 minutes ago. You wouldn't make a buck of it, because had I been there? Yeah, but you weren't. Lemaisa, you weren't in danger. That's not called an ace. Had I been there at that moment, right? Now, so that's what he says in the Tzitzeliyaz. I think from Shalazam and others agree with that. You missed the plane, right? Then it crashes, right? You hear these stories, right? You got stuck in traffic, and you know, it's for sure, all the 11 stories, people saying Slichas, what happened? They got there late, that there was a ferry, and this and that. You know, so it's hard to say that was an ace. I mean, Lemaisa, you weren't those who got out and said a bracha. Okay, but those, you know, those were saved. But the people who didn't make it, we'll see in a second. You know, but the Sternberg quotes from the Stipler. He says, not from the Stipler, I forgot. I'm sorry, the Stipler. Shumasan Hargus, Chelik Basin, Kufal Amin, we'll finish up. Okay, the question was, someone was saved in a traffic accident, but Lemaisa, he wasn't hit. He wasn't hit at the end. His car wasn't hit. So he said, Avalahodos Hashem Yisbarach, Vadarelahodos, certainly, thank God, Sparkle. The Shemati v'Shem Aron Agam Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, that's the Tzipler. Shenochel Lomar Shira, Kigon Mizmor L'Soda, O Nishmas, or some other Hodah, right? I mean, you don't make the bracha to the Maiz, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should certainly do. I once heard Rabbi Reisman from Brooklyn, Tarvadas, and that Moshe Shabbos Navi Shiz. So this, I don't think this was a Navi Shiz, I can't remember. I heard this, either someone told me, I heard, I can't remember, but he's talking about a person who was very upset. He came to shul. He has a shul in Brooklyn, youngest of Madison, or whatever, the Guru Madison. So the person came to the shul and was very dejected. What happened? The guy said he was supposed to fly someplace on Friday morning, and he got on the Belt Parkway, you know, to go from Brooklyn to the airport, and there was some major problem. Obviously, he missed the plane, and he couldn't go later because of the Shabbos. He was very upset. He was very angry, you know. So Rising asked him, let me ask you a question. What would you have done had you heard the Hon Lefan that plane crashed and you weren't on it? He says, then I would have thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, as a friend, you Russia, 250 people have to die for you to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Then you'll recognize the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only 250 people died, innocent people. So again, that's what Susan Marcus says. Sometimes I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last couple of stories I printed, just an interesting question about Nisim altogether. You know, there's the famous Nase in Yehoshua Perkud, Shemesh Begibon Perkud, Shemesh Begibon Dom, Yorech Be'emekah Alon, which we usually assume means the sun stood still, the moon stood still. You know, and that was a great miracle. You know, I remember once hearing or reading somewhere that there's an Aztec tradition, that there was some 36-hour day or something like that, and the times match, you know. It makes sense. It's in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I don't know. But the Ralbag is a very, very, huh? The Ralbag. Yeah. The Ralbag here in Yoshua Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis was a rationalist. And he says about this miracle, he says, if this is true that the sun did, this would be greater than any miracle that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The day the sun didn't move, we never found such a thing and so on. Anyway, so he says, it doesn't mean that. It means, when Yeshua said that, it means the day shouldn't end before we were victorious. It was an expression, but it didn't really happen like that. So,
he does so quickly.
Much faster, right. In other words, it was as if.
It was, if the sun stood still, calculate the explosion, the force of the explosion that would happen.
Uh-huh.
The force to stop it would create a tremendous
explosion. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Explosion. Yeah, so that, okay, so there you go. So Ralbag gives you the rational approach. That means the war was so victorious, so quickly, it was as though, okay. But again, you know, I'm not here to weigh in on that. The Rivash and the Chuvasim, he quotes him. HaChacham Rav Levi, Rabbi, the Levi of Gershom, calls him HaChacham, HaChacham Goro B'Talmud, Lassa Perish Noah LaTorah, Lassa Gnevim, and so on and so forth. But he said he wrote over here Dvarim she'asul l'shamam. Not the Maharal, Dvar Hashem, in one of the Hagdamas, Hagdama Beis in 55, you can read it yourself. Also it says the Ralbag, I just want to end by pointing out two things. First of all, and this is a safer, contemporary safer called Piskei Tshuvos, not Piskei Tshuva, an early Sefer, Piskei Tshuvos, where it's on the six volumes of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Arachan Ishabura, and he kills Malakid on every, you know, tells what the Chodom say, gives him Amakomas. So he narrows it down to seven different issues relating to, not including people who are sick and got better. He says, based on what we just said, but it's a good summary. So he says, one, if a person did a matzav, so sakana, and he is, even if it's a suffix sakana, but he's saved by what's clearly a miracle, then you have to say the bracha. Or, according to some, if even if the Yeshua was not in a way that it was, you know, supernatural, but still, if you were in a sakana vadois, in a life and death situation, even if it was derech hateva, you would make the bracha. The three was, you're in a matzav, so sakana, even a suffix, but derech hateva, many people are saved. He said, then you shouldn't make the bracha, but maybe, thank Hashem in a different way. If you're karov l'sakana, right, then you don't make the bracha. The sakana didn't come upon you. Or if you were in the place now and the sakana would have happened, same thing, right, the same issue I mentioned before. Or if you were about to go someplace, the plane, and you didn't end up going, also not. But again, you can thank Hashem in all these cases. Or the other cases, you didn't even know about the sakana when someone told you. These are all cases where you would not make a bracha. I do want to mention the last thing, Mamash 56, the Ramban. Just about Nisim in general. Okay, because the Magen Avraham asks, how do we call something that's not natural, an ace. So the Ramban writes, at the end of last week, said Jambo, famous Ramban, Perk Gimel, Posuk Tazayin, he talks about why we have so many things to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs are Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, Kiddush, and besides Pesach. Kiddush, we say Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then twice a day, Krishna, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Brachas after Krishna, and Tfilin, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Pidyar Ben, so many mitzvahs. So he says, one of the important line here, a very important Ramban, Umin Hanisim Hagdolim Hamfursamim, from the great famous miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu performs once in a while, you'll see the hidden miracles, so to speak, that are part of every day. He says, we have to believe in the second line, and that's what we say in the Shemoneh Esrei Modim, right? What do you mean? I didn't see a miracle. No, the day-to-day life is a miracle. We didn't even know what Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us from. The part of the idea of these big miracles is to realize, you know what, they're nisim all the time. So maybe there's room to say, the person has, even if it wasn't supernatural, but you really felt you were in danger, again, you know, you have to have been in danger. I'll end by saying, I once had a situation, I shouldn't say it, my wife did all that, I never told her about it. I was driving someplace, I lost control of the wheel, I was on a highway, and I kind of veered off the highway, in one lane, kind of like, and I went off on the right side. I was on the left lane, and I went off on the right side. Now, it happens to be, there were no cars in the other two lanes. I went right across. Nothing happened. I was fine. The car was fine. Had there been cars or trucks in those other lanes, I would have been in real trouble. And I mean, so that's the question. You know, Lemais, I wasn't in danger. In actuality, there was nothing there. Nothing happened to me. I got out of the car, and afterwards, like a truck had slowed down, and it stopped. The guy, very nice guy, got out, and asked if I was okay. I said, I'm fine. I just, lost. I was ice. I forget already what it was. So I guess he saw him wearing out. He goes, your God was smiling at you today. I don't know. He best go before me. So instead, I thank him a different way. But I wouldn't necessarily consider that a nice. Okay, wish everybody a good tomorrow.